NBA Courtside
Podcast.
Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Carlos, with my co-host, Justin Mondry. Okay, Justin, we were talking about the All-Star Games and David Stern legacy the last time I spoke to you. Now we're getting a little bit closer to that trade deadline of February 20th. We're about 11 days away. So why don't we go ahead and get into some NBA trade rumors.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
What NBA player are you not surprised is rumored to be traded before the deadline?
For me, on top of this list for players that I'm not surprised would be Evan Turner. Looks like they're shopping him all over the place, trying to get what they can for him. So
now, is it that Evan Turner, if he's like your second best player on your team, then that's okay, or probably third? You think like he may be going to a contender, or they're just going to shop him for like a dryer and a washing machine that may or may not work?
I'm not sure. I would think that they're going to put him to a contender because he could definitely help a contender. You know?
Well, here's a couple of options. You see, you have both sides of the spectrum for Evan Turner, possible new places to land, maybe the Bobcats, who are not a contender, or possibly the Spurs, who are a contender. I think he'd be a good fit for the Spurs.
Yeah.
You know Popovich would hold him accountable, on the defensive side of the ball. So I think that, you know, from a team standpoint, I don't know about fantasy wise, I don't know what he would look like alongside Kawhi Leonard, a healthy Ginobili, and Danny Green. You know, the San Antonio Spurs, from a fantasy perspective, is just one of those teams that Popovich does not care about playing guys consistently. You know, the older guys are going to have random DMPs, so that's one of those teams that I try and stay away from.
Yeah, I concur completely.
Okay, well, staying on this rumor mill, why don't we go ahead and talk about my favorite player and a big fan of the Palace of Auburn Hills. That's Metta World Peace, a peaceful man in nature. He tweeted out, for the record, I'm happy with every second I get, whether it's 0.8 or 35 minutes. So when you get that 0.8 minutes, you know, you gotta be excited to get out on the floor, you know.
Yeah.
I think what he's trying to say, if I can decode this tweet, is that I'm not getting consistent playing time. I would like to leave now. What do you think?
That's kind of, I guess, I suppose he's making, but it seems like, yeah, he wants some more minutes, wants more minutes, but he's having a real peaceful way of saying it, you know, trying to, I don't know. The Knicks are a derailed train. I mean, they're selling what they're looking to trade, period.
Everybody's looking to be traded. Another guy who doesn't really care whether or not he's traded, is Chris Kamen, is, quoted when asked about potentially being traded. He said, I don't care. I honestly don't care. It's not something that I want to do, but it's not going to make me stay up all night and, you know, toss and turn thinking about it. So
my question is, what kind of players actually stay awake at night tossing and turning about them being traded?
your bigger name players that are kind of in the lower parts of their career, you know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah.
I'd say like maybe a Vince Carter when he was playing for the Nets, maybe he was still trying to hold on to, you know, fallen glories, if you will. But I mean, again, the Lakers, like the Knicks, dumpster fire, so of course you're going to have a lot of moving parts. I feel like the Lakers are going to be big movers in the trade deadline, and I think that Chris Kamen may be on the way out, giving some more time for Sacre Bleu, Robert Sacre, and other awesome NBA Lakers like Pau Gasol and his hurt lady parts.
Unless he gets traded.
Or maybe not Pau Gasol, because Pau Gasol is also being rumored to be traded. Where was he rumored to be traded again?
Phoenix Suns.
That's right. Maybe kind of fill in that hole that Miles Plumlee was filling in actually at the beginning of the season. Now he's kind of tailored off as far as his overall production from a team standpoint and from a fantasy standpoint, since this is a fantasy podcast.
Yes.
So let me see, a couple more folks that I want to talk about, a couple more teams. Just dumpster fire again over in Milwaukee. Everybody's for sale. Nobody is safe in Milwaukee.
Oh, can we trade Larry Drew? Can we trade him? Can we do that?
Can you trade Larry Drew? Can you trade coaches? Well, Doc Rivers tried to get traded as a coach. I mean, he tried to jump ship, but eventually he found a way. So I don't know if anybody wants Larry Drew. You could always fire him, but I'm not the type of person to call for a man's job because I wouldn't want to be responsible for that dumpster fire in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is safe in Milwaukee, and it's not just because the Night Stalker plays in Milwaukee, but these guys can't consistently get it done on a regular basis. So everybody's on sale in Milwaukee. You said Evan Turner. What about another big name? Rajon Rondo, possibly landing on the Knicks. Do you like this? And what do you think the Knicks would have to give up to get a player like Rajon?
Yeah, these talks are heating up. It's sounding like they have to give up a lot. Their young players, Hardaway Jr., is sort of being discussed in the deals right now. Him as well as some picks for Rondo. So I guess we'll see how that shapes out. But yeah, having Rondo over there with Melo would certainly open things up for Melo, you know. But I guess as from an NBA standpoint, in my opinion, I don't necessarily think the Knicks need Rondo's. Would they have Felton? Felton's been doing a pretty good job for him. I think Woodson's just not using Prigioni correctly as well, because Prigioni for a while there was being productive before he got hurt, and then he came back and he's not as productive anymore either. So, and then Oudre is, you know, is a serviceable backup point guard. I don't necessarily think they need Rondo, but what are your thoughts?
I'm going to have to stop you right there. You said Felton, then you said Prigioni, and then you said Udrich.
Yeah.
And I was talking about Rajon Rondo, who's a perennial all-star, and you come back at me with those three musketeers, and I laugh. I scoff in your face.
Yeah.
Of course the Knicks need Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Udrich, Prigioni, Felton, no. I mean, look, they like you were saying, they were all serviceable in fantasy,
mm-hmm.
and when Felton is healthy, he's serviceable as far as a fantasy player, but as far as a team aspect, no, these guys are bad good.
Yeah.
I want none of them. I will take Rondo coming up in the injury over any of those guys.
Don't you think, though,
go ahead. I mean, that being said, I don't know if they'd be able to keep Melo and Rondo and make, you know, the contract work with that huge contract to Amari as well. I mean, it's definitely interesting.
That's what I was just going to say is, do you think the price would be too steep for them to have Rondo and all of them with the Knicks? So just, you read my mind right there.
Yeah, I don't know. Another dumpster fire team that is the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is one of those teams that I had high expectations for coming into the season, and they're not living up to those expectations. And I really thought that Kyrie Irving was a little bit more well-rounded, but he's definitely being exposed on the defensive end. And I just don't know, man. Being a Pistons fan, I don't like the Cavaliers, but I thought they'd at least be an interesting team to watch from an NBA League Pass standpoint. And, you know, from a fantasy standpoint, you got guys like CJ Miles and, you know, your Deion Waiters. But they've just been all over the map. Who do you think is going to be the first to get out of Cleveland? And who do you think is going to be, who do you think is going to be first to get out of Cleveland to possibly trade it? And do you think Kyrie Irving is going to stay? So it's a two-part question.
Yeah. I do think Kyrie will stay just for how much if you think about the success and what Cleveland Cavs have had, they have not had a whole lot, but one guy who has been successful as a draft pick was Kyrie Irving. Is Kyrie Irving? Granted, he's had sort of a lackluster year. He still made the All-Star team, but he's had a bit of a lower year this year than what was expected of him from the amazing year he had last year. But I think Kyrie will stay. If I was to think anyone would leave, maybe Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson would be the name that stands out to me right away. You know,
Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm. And then they would use put Bennett in there, Anthony Bennett as power forward more often, and Tyler Zeller is also young, give him a shot. Yeah, that's kind of what. Is there any rumors floating around with Tristan Thompson, though?
I haven't seen any sources, although my sources say that there still are sources. So, you know, you have that.
There you go.
Another team that I had higher expectations for, and they started out at the box pretty good. That's the Golden State Warriors. Apparently, sources, and let me quote by saying that my sources have sources. We know sources, so that's a lot of sources. Stephen Curry and Andrew Bogut are basically the only guys who aren't on the market for the Golden State Warriors. So you got guys like Barnes, Iguodala, and even Klay Thompson on the trading block.
Mm.
Possible suitors. You know, you have your Jazz, your Lakers, Bulls, you know. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's unfortunate. Maybe even the, Pistons could be, potential buyers, and like, we get rid of Josh Smith and we bring over like, Klay Thompson or something to kind of open up the floor, somebody who can actually shoot a three-pointer. And they need more of a slasher, you know, mm-hmm. when they bring in Josh Smith to Golden State. I mean, what do you think about something like that?
I like the idea. The Detroit right now, they're going with, Kyle Singler, so.
Yeah, they're giving Kyle Singler some burn.
Big time burn.
It's just hard to play Drummond, Monroe, and Smith all at the same time, but we've gone into Detroit basketball, as usual, because that's just how I roll. But Warriors, yeah, that's crazy.
Sucks.
They'd be willing to sell Barnes, Iguodala, and Klay Thompson. But they all basically play small forward, you know. Iguodala play a little bit shooting guard, a little point forward. I think he's a little bit more versatile than the rest of them. But they can all put the ball on the floor. They can all shoot the three ball. Obviously, Klay's the better shooter. But definitely some, as far as Klay Thompson and Harrison Barnes, a couple of young guys with a lot of upside, and Andre Iguodala is definitely a defensive presence, gives you a perimeter defense that can put your team over the hump. So I think that's pretty interesting. I'd be really surprised if any of these guys move, though, honestly, before the trade deadline. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. But I think it would be a surprise to see them be moved. So they have quite a cog right there, although Iguodala has been pretty lackluster lately. So like, if there was a guy the most likely to move out of them, I would probably say Iguodala, just based on his recent production. Maybe someone, an NBA team, would be looking to buy low on them, on Iguodala. So, but, cause, and then they could, what they could do is move Harrison Barnes into the starting lineup. So he had recently a good game on Saturday. I think it was 23 points, but.
Yeah, just because they have one good game, I'm not gonna trade Iguodala, who's a better defender and, you know, a little more veteran savvy, who's not afraid of a big moment and has been known to hit some game winners.
Some monsters earlier this year.
You know, I mean, yeah, dude. I mean, I love guys like that aren't afraid of the big moment. You got to take it when the opportunity is given to you, and that's what he did.
Do you think there's not shots to go around there, though, for the Warriors, since he's got Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and then you got your two big men who also, well, not, I guess Bogut's more of a defender, but David Lee certainly has the post moves and can get you the scoring. And Iguodala has that superstar type of scoring ability.
I forgot to mention David Lee also being part of that potential trade block for the Warriors. He opens up the floor offensively for the Warriors, where he is an underrated passer, and he used to pass much more when offense ran through him in New York, if you can remember a couple years back.
Yep.
But he still has that ability, and he can knock down the mid-range jumper. He can, you know, a couple dribbles take you off the dribble, little layups. He can knock down the three-pointer on occasion. It's not his shot, but yeah, he's got a versatile game, so I don't know if they want to move David Lee. I think, like, he's definitely been one of those underrated, undervalued, just Mr. Consistent, just goes to work every time, you know, from a fantasy standpoint, guy's gold, because you can always depend on him. He's very reliable in what he'll get you. He's very consistent.
Yeah, he is.
His averages are his averages. They're not a statistical mean of a bunch of high and lows, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I think that about does it for our trade rumors. So why don't we go ahead and get into a couple of guys that are injured, that are on the mend.
Down, Chuck. He's not getting up. He's had the stingers that have gone through his body. He had just a glazed look in his eyes as he lay there on the floor.
But it's like a boxer who got hit, staggering, and has no balance, was obviously woozy.
And John Lovington is really hurt.
Okay, Justin, why don't you go ahead and tell me some of the latest and unfortunate injuries in the NBA today?
All right. I'm going to go alphabetically here from top to
bottom. Oh, wow. Yeah. Organized alphabetically.
Right. So we're going to go A as in Atlanta and go all the way down to W as in Washington with the Wizards. So we have Pero Antich, who is still out for another two more weeks on the mend. Brendan Haywood is back in a few more weeks. There's a deep, deep, deep name, speaking of deep. So he's on the mend, I think, and would see the first time all season long. So not much to see there unless you're in a deep league. Carlos Boozer, here's a big name. He's questionable with his calf for Tuesday. And you're seeing Taj Gibson step up, well, all season, really.
Who else do you have mending there, Mr. Mondry?
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch?
There's so many. We got David Lee, he's not an old man, but he's got the shoulder injury. There's so much back stiffness going on with... You got Andrew Bogut with a shoulder, Lance Stevenson, bruised lower back, a lot of back injuries, just many, many back injuries. Ersan Ilyasova.
How long is Lance Stevenson going to be missing, son?
Looks like he's day-to-day, so he should be back, you know, any day, I guess, day-to-day would be the way you read that. So there's a definite timetable as far as when he'd be back, but it doesn't sound like he was going to miss too much time. So day-to-day is crazy.
And now I was going on the NBA Fantasy Podcast Facebook page, Everything NBA Fantasy. Go ahead and check it out on the Facebook NBA Fantasy Podcast. Ty Lawson has a left rib fracture.
Mm.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So how long is he going to be out for that? I mean, at least a couple weeks, right?
One would think a couple weeks. I heard someone say he was doubtful for the recent game. But more than that, no one was really willing to say how long. I would say, yeah, he'll be out a couple weeks because I had a rib injury back when I was in, sixth grade, and I was out for a month. Couldn't play the little flag football, couldn't do anything. It hurt like hell. I remember this. Check this out. I had a girlfriend in sixth grade, right? And we were
kids. You had a girlfriend in fifth grade?
Sixth grade. Well, I had one in fifth grade too, but that was a different girl. But in sixth grade, it was her brother who actually hurt me, but we were kissing and it hurt hardcore when we were kissing, just on the left rib. Like, coincidence, just like Ty Lawson, you know, but it was on the left rib and I just couldn't breathe and I had to gather my breath back and she was like apologizing and saying sorry. And yeah, it's an injury that you can't kiss with, you know, the left rib.
So let me get your story straight, okay? You just compared yourself to Ty Lawson. Stop. Okay, let me. Then you said that, look, Ty Lawson has a rib fracture. I also experienced a rib fracture. When I was in fifth grade, my girlfriend's brother caught us kissing and punched you in the rib. Is that true?
No, we were playing football without pads out in our front yard, and he tackled me, and I got a fractured rib from that. So the kissing was another scenario, like a week later.
Okay, then I don't know why you mentioned that you. Completely unnecessary information on the NBA Fantasy Podcast. Only the most informative information that you can find on the interwebs, Everything NBA Fantasy. So, no definitive return time for Ty Lawson. Do you have any other big name guys that are on the injury list? I see Kevin Martin has a thumb injury. Do you have any updates on Kevin Martin's thumb injury?
Yeah, I don't want to get all depressed about this. He'll be out for a month, at least. Sad story for players like me who had Kevin Martin on quite a few teams. So what do you think on that? It's a sad story there. Broken thumb for him. So
broken thumb, you say he could be out for a month?
Mm-hmm. Month at least, and could be longer.
At least. So you're looking at 5 to 6 weeks, mm-hmm. maybe, more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I mean, I've broken hands, but I've never broken, like, phalanges, if you will. Like, you know, I'm not going to go into my broken hand story about when I was in fifth grade or anything like that, but
did you break your hand?
I will say, no, I'm just joking. I broke my hand playing beer league softball. Stayed in the game, hit a double with a broken hand, so mad respect. But yeah, so there, you got the story out of me. I think that's pretty much it. You got any other guys? I don't know. I wouldn't hold on to Martin, honestly. If I'm in a standard league, if I'm in the deepest of leagues, and I, you know, he's one of my better guys. guys, and I have room to stash them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wait. I might wait a couple weeks just to see. Go ahead and continue with the rundown on the injury report there, Mr. Mondry.
Okay, we're going to go big names because you want to go big names. I guess it's kind of a big name. It's a big fellow. Omar Sheik returned here recently in the last game, and he only played 10 minutes, but he is back. Looks like...
What?
Yeah. Oh, well, we forgot to go Rockets Corner there. We got to go Rockets Corner.
Rocket Corner.
Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team.
Garrett would be so proud. My goodness. I tell you what. So, Omar Sheik came back. He played 10 minutes. And what was his stat line?
He played the Bucks here on Saturday. And so, he got 5 rebounds and 2 assists and no shots. He did not shoot the ball once and got 0 points. So, obviously... If you don't shoot the ball, you're not going to get points. So, but he did get the rebounds in the short minutes, 5 rebounds, 11 minutes, but not much else. So.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep.
This is what I think is going on here in Houston. I'm in Houston. My best friend is Chandler Parsons. If you did not listen to the last podcast, listen to like the first maybe 10 minutes or so, and you'll get to find out why Chandler Parsons is Coach Carlos's best friend. And Chandler keeps telling me, look, Moore is tired of the Sheik antics. He's had a side bruise for going on 3 years.
31 games.
Yeah, unacceptable. So he's saying, look, Moore told me we need to get him out there on the floor and kind of show him off a little bit so we can trade him for something significant to help us make that playoff push towards that title cup. And I think the Rockets are smart in doing this. I'm glad that Omar Sheik's lady parts are no longer sore and he can finally find the man and willpower to get on the floor and do some dirty work getting those boards. 5 rebounds in 10 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. So if you played 30 minutes, they have you, 15 rebounds. I mean, that's
definitely
right around where he's at, yeah. So hopefully they play him, hopefully they keep playing him more minutes and he keeps getting those rebounds and defensive statistics, and we can get something in return from the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Glad to bring you that insider information from Chandler Parsons. Chandler Parsons is my best friend, Justin, not yours, and he's just going to keep feeding me all the Houston Rockets goodies, if you will.
Hey, we'll take it. Inside information here. Inside information. Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have any other anybody else on the injury report? Maybe you wanna go ahead and just touch on some other guys quickly.
Some other guys quickly. Let's go. Chris Paul will be back. He's here Sunday today. He should have a monster game against the Sixers. When you're playing the Sixers, that's the Philly bump. So, but what that really does for Darren Collison's value should plummet quite a bit. But
oh no.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta go drop Darren Collison in all my leagues. Okay, I'm glad I know this. This is good information. This is information you need to have. So Chris Paul is going to be coming back. And then, unfortunately, I was hoping he was going to be out for the All-Star, all the way for the All-Star break, so that some more guys, some younger guys that are deserving of All-Star appearance could maybe take his spot. I saw that Anthony Davis was taking Kobe's spot, but yeah, that's unfortunate. Oh, well, and you know what's funny is that I thought the Clippers were playing really fun without him, to be honest
they
with
were,
you.
Yeah.
I thought Darren Collison was doing a really good job. All right, go ahead. Tell me who else you got there on the list.
We're still on the Clippers. We have another player who's missed 2 games in a row. I have him on a few teams, so I know this very, very good and well. Still hanging on to him, though, obviously. And he was also going to miss Sunday, J.J. Redick, sharpshooter.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Sore, you talk about old man syndrome. Sore back is what J.J. Redick has right now. That's the common injury of the week, is the sore back. So you just got to hold on to him and wait and wait and hopefully, wait till he gets better. So what else? We have Jordan Farmar, who is out until after the All-Star break with a hamstring injury. He came back Wednesday and had a really good game with 5 three-pointers and I think it was 20-something points. But after that, he hasn't played, so he's going to be out with a hamstring injury until next week. So, and then we have Nick Young, speaking of another injury on the Lakers. All kinds of injuries over there. They just have a hospital right at the stadium there. Was it Staples Center? So, Nick Young.
Yeah, so the Staples Center has turned into where they're stapling together broken Laker players. And everybody's actually getting stapled like Frankenstein style in the back, not actually on the court. You know, they're not holding those procedures on the court. And then, you know, you guys got like guys like Chris Kamen that are just laying down, getting ready to get stapled up in the back as well. I mean, everybody's just falling apart.
Oh, yeah.
And in Los Angeles, and I'm happy to see it. I hate the Lakers, I'll be honest. I from a fan standpoint, being a Pistons fan, I loathe the Lakers. But you know, if you're a Laker fan, I respect you. But I don't like you. Mm-hmm. How about that? Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, it's not fair. What do you think? It's not fair at all.
I was being agreeable.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Carlos. You are a Laker hater.
Yeah.
Look, like Jay Moore said, put your name on it. I'm going to put my damn name on it.
There you go.
My name, Coach Carlos, don't like the Lakers, and I don't like the fans. There, I said it.
I was once kind of a North Dakotan Laker fan, but, you know, more of a...
How the hell does that work? How the hell does that work?
You just pick a team because you don't have a team. You just pick a team. I was a Kobe fan and whatnot, so kind of, you know, more of a Kobe fan, I guess. So it was Kobe and still like Kobe. But
you still like Kobe?
Oh, yeah. He's one of my pals.
Okay.
He's a fun Twitter follower. Fun Twitter, yeah.
He is a good follow on Twitter now that he's getting older. He says whatever the hell he wants. So, yeah, I like that. Who else you got there on the list?
Back to the Lakers real quick. Nick Young's out for 2 weeks with at least 2 weeks. He could be out longer with a knee injury. Did that to himself, call that injury, watching that, pretty goofy. Then you have Jody Meeks, who is going to be out until after the All-Star break, I believe. Jody Meeks has an ankle injury. He'll be out through the All-Star break. So, yep, another guy there you gotta wait for. It looks like they signed Sean Williams, so if you're in a only Laker league, Sean Williams is the ad for a 10-day contract. Okay, so let's get to some bigger names. Done with the Lakers. I guess we've... Mike Conley is coming back, folks. So the Grizzlies can roar with Mike Conley on Tuesday. Looks like that will be his return. Nick Calathes had a nice real run here for week 15, but it's probably, you know, he's gonna take a back seat to Mike Conley. Good stuff.
That's great, man. I think Conley's a good underrated player, and fantasy wise, he's been pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. His steals and his, yeah, pretty, very consistent. So, we have Tony Allen, speaking of Grizzlies, another one. He'll be out until after the All-Star break, possibly returning February 18th is the date of return. Now, Tony Allen, wasn't he supposed to return like 2 weeks ago and then it's just been continued.
I thought so.
Yeah, it's still out. If you're holding on to Tony Allen, you could have cut him 2 weeks ago and not been waiting this long, so.
I mean, yeah, if you're in a standard league where, you know, I mean, if you're in a deeper league, but I would say, yeah, he's definitely a standard league fringe player.
Mm-hmm.
He's not somebody that you need to have on your fantasy team, you know, like Tony Allen.
Yep.
So it's going to be okay.
Yep, it will be. And the Grizzlies will run with Courtney Lee in the meantime. He's been playing well, so. And James Johnson. So. John Henson, here's another one. He returned. He's back. He was on the drops list last week. Well, he had a darn good game here on Saturday. John Henson, 40 minutes with 10 rebounds, 14 points, 3 assists, 4 blocks. granted, Larry Sanders, did he play or he was out? Speaking of another injured player, Larry Sanders hurt his eye, but he should be back on Monday, most likely. But John Henson is, if he was dropped in your league, go pick him up. I know I was one actually who ended up, I dropped John Henson myself. Didn't like the schedule and figured I could still pick him back up, and I'm looking to pick him back up here on Monday. So, let's see. What are your thoughts on Henson? You like Henson, Sanders, Henson?
I like Sanders' upside, but I've been trying to stay away from Milwaukee unless I'm doing a lot of adds and drops in a deeper league, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, or I'm sorry, not a deeper league, but just like a deeper bench where I have the option to, you know, do so and just streamline players.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bucks are one of those teams that there's a lot of different guys that can get you production in depending on what you need. So like if you need a little bit more rebounds and blocks and things along those nature, then yeah, you could go with Henson. I'd imagine Sanders is probably owned in most leagues, so he's not one of those waiver wire adds, but, I feel like Sanders is one of those guys that got drafted drafted a little higher than I would have picked him. And, you know, with the injuries and the inconsistent play, I feel like he's been a disappointment this year, to say the least, don't you?
Oh, totally. Yeah, he slipped in my leagues as well. He's been a disappointment, but I still believe in Sanders. I still think, I was reading, we were talking about rumors before, and I guess the Bucks have received a lot of interest in Sanders, and they're declining to trade him, and they're holding on to Sanders. So if there's one player that the general manager believes in, or the owner, or whoever over there, obviously not Larry Drew, because he's a maniac, but if there's one player they believe in, it is Larry Sanders. So, and probably Giannis, of course, his young potential, but definitely Larry Sanders is going to stay there with the Bucks. It seems. I would be shocked if he gets traded. So, yeah, definitely like him. But Ersan Ilyasova, still in the Bucks here. They have a whole bunch of injuries. He's got the old man syndrome, back pain. He's day-to-day. Probably will be out to the All-Star break, most likely, considering back pain. You know, I think the Bucks have two games or one game. I'll go through that with the scamper. We have Luke Ridenour, another Buck, back pain, also old man syndrome. Again, day-to-day. O.J. Mayo. The Bucks, boy, they're, now they have, he's got the flu. And should probably be back Monday, of course, depending on how that flu works, right? Again, that's a thing to watch with these Bucks this week. Boy, they're a team to stay away from at this point, huh? Other than Henson and Sanders?
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, eesh.
I would. I try and stay away from those guys as much as possible at this point.
Yeah, and another Buck. He's probably out for the season, Caron Butler. Sprained ankle, the last Buck that we'll end up mentioning here.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that last part. Who did you say?
Caron Butler. Caron Butler.
You call him Caron Butler?
What? I guess.
Did you just legally change Caron Butler's name?
Oh, Caron. I see. Okay, so it's like Caron. Caron Butler, okay.
Yeah, my name is Carlos. It's not. How did you pronounce his name? My name is not Carlos. My name is Carlos. His name is not Caron. His name is Caron. Caron Butler. Okay? Okay. I don't know why I have to keep on giving you English lessons. I don't know what kind of language you're speaking over there in North Dakota. You can't keep butchering these guys' names. You're driving me nuts.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. Because I've never been able to relate to a mispronunciation, which is probably not a word. I've never read the way that I can to Quran, man. Same three letters. Car. When I was younger, or say if I like smashed my car or something, my friends would make fun of me and call me Carlos. Like, my car's in the shop, and they're like, oh, hey, what's going on, Carlos? And then I'd just be like, man, fuck you guys.
Say my name correctly. You yell at
them. Yeah, no. But, hey man, Caron Butler, Tough Juice. I know that his fake Twitter follower, team Tough Juice on Twitter, they like to retweet the podcast from time to time. So, big ups to the team Tough Juice over there, with all the, Caron Butler news. You can find me on the Twitters. Coach Carlos at Carlos_GARZA11. But enough about me, more about injuries. Go ahead, tell me who else is still hurt.
Kevin Love has a bruised thigh and is day to day. He'll probably be out to the All-Star break as well, if you think logically as to, you know, they don't necessarily, he can heal that.
You definitely, if you're a Kevin Love owner, you definitely want to watch the updates to make sure that he's in the lineup.
If you have a player in your league, this might be something to mention, who is worried about Kevin Love, and that might be a good time to buy low, if you can. I mean, if someone's worried about the injury, just kind of, hey, you know what? Kevin Love might be out for a while. You see if you can, I know it seems might be a bush league, but sometimes that stuff works, in my past experience. So.
bush league? did you drop a bush league on my podcast?
I did. Oops.
Golly, what is this? 1970s radio show. All right. Who else is, on the mend?
All right. We're going to go to, Russia with Nikola Pekovic, who is going to be out until the All-Star break, still out. So it originally was a 7 to 10 day timetable. It looks like it's extending a little bit. I think, was it okay. back pain he also has again? So.
Not sure. Although I know that the real reason why Nikola Pekovic is missing until the All-Star break is because he just got called on a James Bond villain mission. He's going to actually be trying to take over the world with Vladimir Putin in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch out over there in Sochi. Hopefully everybody's safe, you know,
mm-hmm.
peeing on or going to the bathroom in relatively close quarters there. Kind of interesting going on. So maybe Pekovic is going to go over there and start bashing some heads. Any American reporters that are talking bad about the Russian nation, he's definitely going to be doing some of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I envision. Pekovic, he's actually like a hired hitman.
He kind of does.
Obviously a Russian hired hitman.
He kind of does have that.
Have you seen his head?
Yeah.
He looks like he's wearing a goddamn helmet. The guy's head is enormous. He has a huge dome, okay? I don't know. He looks like Flat Top from Dick Tracy. I mean, the guy's head is huge.
I'm Nikola Pekovic. He has the ultimate
and his unibrow.
He has the ultimate name to fit what he looks like. You know, when you look at Pekovic, you really think that's Nikola Pekovic.
You gotta say it like with a Russian accent, though. Nikola Pekovic. You know what I mean? Like that.
There you go. Yeah, I do the North Dakotan accent. I don't know. Nikola Pekovic. Is that it?
No, that's not even close. Alright, go ahead and tell me who else is on this Avengers list.
Russell Westbrook should be returning here soon in mid-February. So probably, if not next week, the week after the All-Star break here. That's exciting news. For Westbrook owners.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Thunder fans. Yeah. Eric Bledsoe is coming closer to a return. Looks like 1 to 2 weeks away, maybe a little bit more, depending on how his recovery goes, of course. But he's right near that timetable with the 4 to 6 weeks. And he's, what was it? You were reading about this too earlier. We were talking about this. He's also he's doing some strength and exercises, some brief movement, or is that what that was?
Well, he was restricted to strengthening exercises and had yet to be cleared for running exercises, and that was last week, but he was on the verge of being cleared for running. So I don't know. I haven't heard any recent updates as far as, because I used to work in physical therapy, so I understand when they say strengthening exercises that you're doing, like, you know, knee extension exercises where you're, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're bending your leg out forward and whatnot, or, you know, you're putting some, you're on a machine where you're doing stuff like that as well, depending, you know, they're trying to strengthen the muscles supporting the knee area, you know what I mean? To try and give him some support there.
Yeah.
Which is the smart way to go about things. That's just the way you do it. But at the same time, physically, he has not progressed to where they feel that it was stable enough for him to really start in running and jolting and putting all the strenuous weight that would be on that joint that is conducive with running and sprinting and really jumping up and down on the hardwood floor. It puts a lot of weight bearing on your joints and your ankles and your knees and your hips and things, and basketball is one of those things that's going to happen, mm-hmm. you know, so... I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to sprint to go pick up Eric Bledsoe. I'm definitely going to go see what I find on the interweb,
mm-hmm.
Now that you mention it, to see if I see any recent updates. But I haven't heard anything yet. So definitely an interesting little tidbit,
yeah.
And definitely warrants further investigation. So by all means, all you fantasy freaks, go out there and see what you can find. Hopefully it's good news.
Yeah, stay tuned as well.
I mean, if he's running and he's looking decent, then by all means, I'd say go pick him up at the field if you can find him on the waiver wire.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, we'll know a lot more once he starts running, you know, whether he re-injures it, because that is possible, sadly. I mean, you got to mention he might, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, it happens a lot in rehab where, you know, a guy thinks that he's good to go, and then you start getting out there and to try, and it, you know, then the swelling starts coming back. I mean, that's what happened to Kobe.
Yep, exactly. He came back too soon.
Yeah, and swelling in his knee was just a little bit too much, and too much fluid. You can't, you know, you can't go. You can't go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, anybody else that can't go, or is that going to do it for the injury report? You got a few more guys.
There's a couple more here. Your boy Trey Burke. Had some lower back pain after Saturday's game, in his day-to-day. So we'll see how that shapes out up to the All-Star break. So stay tuned. Of course. Go ahead.
He's a young guy. What's he got the back pain for? Come on.
I know.
Come on, Trey.
Yeah, try it. I don't.
Do it together, man.
I don't know.
Haven't you seen the Shaquille O'Neal icy hot commercials, dude? Come on. Get a patch. Get your ass out there. Let's go.
Under the rim.
Utah needs you.
Under the rim.
Yeah. Under the rim. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that about before the injury report?
We got one more. Well, two more here to mention. Marcus Thornton also has the flu, so looks like either Rudy Gay spread it to Thornton or Thornton spread it to Gay. So. He's day to day, of course. Al Harrington is returning soon after the All-Star break. So those of you in deep leagues, take note. And that does it for the injury report. We gotta mention another, a Spur. Kawhi Leonard is coming back. He's targeting around February 18th, as a return date. So would be, take note there. If he's available, I would be scooping him up at this point.
Who is that? Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard. I say Kawhi.
You call him Kiwi? Did you just call Kawhi Leonard Kiwi? Like a kiwi fruit? Are you kidding me? Look, like a soft J. Kawhi Leonard. Like, why are you pronouncing his name? You're butchering it. I'm gonna call you the Butcher, dude. That's your new nickname. That's it.
Okay.
Just in the Butcher Mondry, North Dakota. Slicing and dissecting all NBA fantasy names.
I'm sorry, Kawhi. Did I do that right? Kawhi?
Yeah, that's a little better. There you go. I think.
There you go.
Better than however the hell you were pronouncing it. Well, alright folks, that's gonna do it for the injury report. So why don't we go ahead and get into who is getting let go, trending, who is getting fired, who is getting shit canned, players in standard drop, and of course guys that me and Justin may not be on board on firing quite just yet.
I don't care, Bob, you're fired. You're fired! Clean out your locker at the club, Bob. You're fucking fired!
Okay, folks, hopping off the fired list, and me personally, I do not like this player. From a visual standpoint, just I don't like the way he plays. His shot is ugly, and so is his mother. That is Kevin Martin. Kevin Martin is getting fired, and that is because his thumb hurts. No, pinky hurts.
It's broken.
So yeah, Kevin Martin.
It's broken.
Oh, well, I mean, have you ever broken a finger? I'd imagine it hurts.
I have,
right?
Yeah, no, yeah, I have not.
Well, okay. You got any stories for me in fifth grade when you broke your finger?
I do not. I'll have to wait till I break one.
All right. Well, listen, Kevin Martin, yes, of course, he broke his thumb, and looks like he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. We already talked about that. Yep. So on to the next player, Marquise Morris.
Really?
Is being dropped after a horrible game against Golden State, where he only saw 17 minutes and he got 4 rebounds and 1 block.
Jeez.
I'm looking at the news on this and I'm trying to see, did he injure himself or anything? No, it's just
bad game, huh?
He's just been dropping off as of late.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten more than 20 points, honestly, since late January when he erupted for 27 against Cleveland. Since then he hasn't scored more than 15. His 3-pointers haven't been there like they were earlier in the season. So I don't know. The Suns are, they're looking for production, either Miles Plumlee or Marquise Morris, and neither of them seem to be able to hold on to that starting power forward position.
Yep, hence the interest in Pau Gasol.
Yes, very good. Him and his hurt lady part. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to reel off a list of Lakers players that are being dropped in most leagues.
Mm.
You have your Jody Meek. We already talked about his injury, ankle, so he's being dropped in most standard leagues. You got Jordan Farmar. He's got a hamstring calf injury, so obviously he's being let go. You got guys like Kendall Marshall. Now, I don't know if I'm full on board with dropping Kendall Marshall just yet.
Me neither.
Because the interesting thing is that I don't trust Steve Nash, and I know that Steve Blake has come back and he dropped that triple-double. He's one of your favorite players, not necessarily one of mine, but I was really surprised to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Kendall Marshall, in 20 minutes of action against Philadelphia, he got you 10 assists, got your 3-pointer, only one turnover and 7 points. That's not bad. And I think that he's going to kind of play himself into some more playing time. And I feel like although D'Antoni and Steve Nash are married behind closed doors, you know, D'Antoni's going to have to surrender to giving this young kid some more minutes. And Steve Nash, he's, you know, he's just a bit washed up at this point. And I don't feel like he's going to be a consistent fantasy producer. So now would be a good time to buy low on Kendall Marshall. If you got a spot for him on the bench and you want to pick up a guy who can still get you some assists and low turnovers, I'd say go pick him up. What are your thoughts?
I'm in complete agreement with you, and I picked him up on Saturday for the Sunday game. Someone dropped him. I picked him up in two leagues. Kendall Marshall's, yeah, like you see here, he's been dropping a lot. So, yeah, I like that. I would actually, and to speak more on the Lakers point guard situation, definitely don't trust Steve Nash. I would rank it Blake, Marshall, Nash, Farmar. But Nash and Farmar are kind of on the way, out. They're lower level. Nash isn't going to get the, he's going to get the DMPs, but definitely you want Blake, then you want Marshall, and then you want Nash and Farmer last. So for now, I wanna touch on something too. This is like a Laker podcast almost, but with Jody Meeks.
Now, hey, you know what? Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
A Laker podcast friend of mine. A couple friends of mine, I'm in a, these guys are in my fantasy league, and that is Vince Germanos and, my boy Joey. So Joey and Vince just started, a new podcast. You guys need to go check it out. It's called the Showtime and T-Wolves Show.
Huh.
So if you're really into the Lakers or really into the Timberwolves, these guys kind of combine the two teams into one podcast. Pretty interesting. You got Joey's from Minnesota, and you got Vin Rock over here. He's from, he's actually from Australia. But, yeah, man, these guys are pretty funny, and, I appreciate these guys, joining my fantasy league. So shout out to those guys and what they're doing. It's interesting to kind of have that, like, two teams on one podcast. So kind of a 2-for-1 deal, definitely something that you usually don't get in a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead and, back to the Laker corner. Oof. I don't like it over here. But.
Can we get like a sound of a splashing water in a lake or something? What are Lakers? I don't know. I guess. Where did that name come from? Just pondering. Lakers.
Are you serious?
I am.
Okay, well, the Lakers originally were in Minneapolis, where there's tons of lakes in Minneapolis.
Well, there we go.
Around that area.
Oh, well, there we go. I should know.
And then the franchise got moved to Los Angeles. So, yeah.
Okay.
But they just kept the name the Lakers.
Okay. Huh. Seems out of place.
I'm glad to be schooling you up, Justin. I mean, I don't know what is going on.
That's what the coach does.
You got to eat your Wheaties, my friend. That's what coach does. You got to coach him up. Yeah. Sometimes coaches got to coach him up. Yeah. You know, I got to give you some verbal direction there, but, you're catching on quick. I think we're having a good time. Somebody who is not having a good time, that is, DJ Augustine. Is he not? He's getting dropped. I don't see why.
Reactionary.
He had a bad game against Golden State where he only had 10 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal.
This is reactionary.
He's getting less playing time, and now he's coming off the bench. So what do you think? With his third game coming off the bench, his numbers have been, or his minutes have been precipitously dropping from 31 to 28 to now 24 minutes against Golden State. Three straight games coming off the bench. Is DJ Augustine still your favorite player?
Steve Blake is higher up on my list as favorite players, but yeah, I still like him. I'm still holding on to him. I still believe in him. And I think this is a bit reactionary from a few games. And the main reason I'm also holding on to him is their schedule this week. If he has a couple more bad games, maybe I'm looking to see what's on the waiver wire, but I still believe in him. It's not a scenario where I'm dropping him. I think this is a bit reactionary off a couple of games where people are looking too much into, you know, some mid-level performances. And I know it may sound biased considering I have Augustine in a lot of leagues, but I still believe in him. I do. Thibodeau was giving him a hardcore run earlier. Fans were cheering for him. A couple bad games doesn't necessarily mean you should be cut after a long stretch of high performance. He was ranked top 40 in the last 30 days. So overall fantasy rank. So not a guy that you just want to jump and cut People are a little bit too quick to hit that drop button here, I think. So that's probably a good time to buy low, maybe.
You're saying buy low on DJ Augustine, you think that, I mean, he's coming off the bench. He came off the bench three straight games.
Mm-hmm. Still getting the minutes, though.
Okay, but like I said, they're in a downward trend. So it's definitely something you want to keep an eye on. I like DJ Augustine's production when he was getting more minutes, closer to 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's not that much of a difference, but when you go from 35 minutes to 24 minutes, you know, that's where you'll only get the one assist and you only get 10 points.
True.
So I don't know. I think that his arrow may be trending down at this point. That's just me. Well, now that we're getting off of DJ Augustine, let's go back to Los Angeles, but not for the Lakers, for the Clippers. Do you feel like with Chris Paul's coming back, now Darren Collison owners are just going to go ahead and just drop him? I mean, he's not worth owning if Chris Paul is out there getting 35 plus, right?
Yep, I agree. I've been wanting to contribute to this drop list. I've dropped Collison in two or three leagues. So, yeah, I agree.
Now, do you feel like the Sean Livingston run is over? He had a couple of great games there, 16 points, 24 points, 13 points against OKC, Indiana, and Philadelphia, where he was getting you 7 steals against Philadelphia earlier in the month.
Yep.
Got you 4 blocks the other night against San Antonio. But then he throws up a dud against Detroit with 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. He only played 15 minutes, so don't really know why he only got 15 minutes, but I can see why people would just off of the one game, you know. I don't understand. You go from 31 minutes to 15 minutes. Of course, he's going to have a bad game, and maybe it was a blowout, and, you know, Detroit just took care of business early and, you know, decided, hey, Sean Livingston's an older player, give him some rest. Not too certain, but if I was in a deeper league, I don't think I'd be dropping Livingston just yet. What do you think?
I agree. Like you just said, maybe it was a blowout. Looks like Detroit Pistons won the game 111 to 95, so I don't know what the score was per quarter. Yeah, they blew this game out.
Yeah, I mean,
when that's the end
result in an NBA game, the chances are usually that they had like a 20-plus, you know, lead, and, you know, they may have dwindled it down a little bit, but yeah, I think that's probably what happened, and people are getting scared off of one game, maybe overreacting.
Yep, most definitely.
Now, of course, our boy Nick Kalaitis with Conley coming back. He's going to be getting let go very soon. So my advice is standard leagues, go ahead and drop him. And pretty much most leagues, you can drop Kalaitis once Connolly makes his return.
Yep.
So I'm sure you're in agreement with that.
Yep, most of it, yep.
Now another guy is unfortunate, and we talked about him on the last podcast, me and Garrett, but that's Terrence Ross. You know, he had a couple of games there, had that big 51-point game in late January, and, you know, everybody wants to go pick him up. He had a decent game against Denver where he had 18, but since then he's had 4 straight games of single-digit points, not really giving you much else. And if he's not shooting the 3-point ball very well, he's kind of just a one-trick pony. So that being said, I mean, when he dropped 51 points, I went to go try and sprint to pick him up, but, you know, he wasn't there in most leagues. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't, looking back on it now, because he's just been, you know, it's like a unicorn. You know, you only see him. Yeah, once in a blue moon. Is there a lot of unicorns up there in North Dakota there, Justin?
I don't really spend a lot of time looking for unicorns.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that's
mostly deer, right?
Yes, mostly deer. Mostly deer and broken ribs and ex-girlfriends. Yeah, they're around.
Whoa. Just got into Justin Mondrew corner. Let's see. I think that's going to about do it for this edition of the drops list. So why don't we go ahead and get into the leads?
You got leads. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
Okay, Justin, first guy on the leads list, guy that, of course, is going to be a player from Milwaukee. People are turning on picking this gentleman up. I owned him in games past. That's Chris Middleton is getting some decent runs. Now with Caron Butler being out, not getting any minutes, injured, you got Chris Middleton getting a little bit more playing time, and he's been pretty productive. He is knocking down the money ball, he's getting you a few steals, and he'll also get you a few assists on an occasion. Nice stat line against Houston in a losing effort. They had 20 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists,
wow,
1 steal, and 3 three-pointers. And the 2 games before that, he had 5 three-pointers against Denver and 5 three-pointers against New York.
Wow.
So he's on a little bit of a hot streak from behind the three-point line. If he's available in your league, I'd say go pick him up and play him if you can.
I would agree. I'd rather have him than Giannis, whatever his last name is. So I'll just go ahead and boldly say that right now. Easily. I'd rather have him much more than Giannis. He's the hot Milwaukee hand. So if there's a Milwaukee Buck you want, you know, there's a couple over there, but Middleton is certainly one trending upward. So definitely.
Well, in the past 5 games, he's been averaging 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3.4 assists, 1.2 steals, and 3.0 three-pointers, so 3 threes made a game. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive. I know it's just a 5-game sample size, but like I said, in fantasy, you know, you keep them while they're hot, and then when they're not, you know, you drop them.
I think, too, one thing that's kind of interesting here, Zaza Pachulia is back for the Bucks, and looks like he's grabbing in some rebounds, and that leads to more possessions for the Bucks. And due to that reason, they're going to get more, he's going to get more shots, and Middleton's going to get more work. And they're playing the inside out game. You as a coach, you'd understand. I mean, you're going to get more outside shots.
Yeah.
So.
Now, the kids that I coach, they're a professional, got a real clean cut crew here. They're 11 years old. So, I drafted a couple of big guys on my team because I just needed those rebounds. And, you know, I tell the kids, you rebound the ball. You know, if you don't have the shot on the putback, pivot out and look for shooters sprinting to the ball. And, you know, just let the guys fire away and then rebound it again.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
yep,
it's what we need to do, man. It's, you know, serious business. We're talking about 11-year-old kids playing basketball. I accept nothing short of excellence.
Yes.
That being said, enough about 11-year-old basketball and more about NBA basketball. I know that the Courtside podcast, all you guys in Australia are loving this. Australia's own Patty Mills has been blowing up. Something nice.
Yeah.
Got 32 points against the Charlotte Bobcats. But then again, I could probably score 40. That's just me. 4 three-pointers, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Not a bad stat line against Charlotte. That's pretty nice. 32 points in only 25 minutes. Impressive. So you feel like even with Tony Parker back, that Patty Mills is a player you want to have with the slew of injuries going on over there in San Antonio?
Yeah, definitely for the next 2 weeks at least, until Leonard, I'll just say his last name, until Leonard comes back. So definitely, I picked up Patrick Mills, and I was riding him this week. I picked up him in 2 leagues to ride him for...
You call him Patrick?
Patty
yeah,
Mills. Yeah,
that's his official name, Patty. Old Patty boy. But yes,
he really shot well that against the Bobcats here. Wow, he could have went off for 40, 50 points if he kept shooting. He was almost unmissable.
Yeah.
Oof-ta.
Yeah, he was on fire. He shot 77% from the free, field. 77% from the field. That's pretty good. So, Patty Mills, definitely a guy you want to plug and play for the next couple weeks while the Spurs are getting healthy. Let's go on to a fringe guy that I felt like has been a lot of hot and cold. Hasn't been very productive consistently, but he's put a nice little three game stretch here where he scored more than 20 points, and that is Marvin Williams of the Utah Jazz. Got you 5 three-pointers against Miami and 5 three-pointers against Dallas, back-to-back nights. He doesn't get you a whole lot of assists, but he can get you some rebounds, and he'll throw in a block shot every now and then, get you a few steals from time to time. But I like the high free throw percentages, and I like the fact that, you know, he's got a pretty decent field goal percentage for a wing guy who can knock the 3-point down. Are you endorsing picking up Marvin Williams in all standard leagues?
Absolutely, for the short term, at least, definitely. Yeah, see, he's a Utah Jet. I thought he was on the Hawks again. My bad there. But he's still, I like, love what he brings. He's been having some monster games here recently. Oh, well, they play on Tuesday as well, Utah Jazz. So I'll be looking to grab him. I already grabbed him in a league for Sunday for today's game. So he was a nice option to catch up on some three-pointers and scoring like crazy lately here. So yeah, definitely ride him. Ride the hot hand.
Yeah, Marvin Williams has been playing pretty decent the past three games. But then again, you know, you got to watch it because he has been known to drop a single-digit dud with no steals and assists and blocks from time to time. So,
Correct.
A little hot and cold, but in fantasy, you know, like you said, you got to ride a hot hand. In Los Angeles, it's basically pick up anybody who's playing at this point, and Wesley Johnson is healthy. So do you feel like he's a decent add in the fantasy league?
Absolutely. If you need defense, Wesley Johnson is a monster, a defensive monster. I think his recent game, he had, what, 5 steals, 3 blocks? I'm not looking at that right now.
Yes, he had 5 steals, 3 blocks, 17 points, and also chipped in with 2 3-pointers. He gives you a little bit of everything. He's definitely an interesting player. I'd like his upside as a young guy. You know, you go to Los Angeles, you get to develop over there, get some more playing time. And, you know, I think he's really coming into his own. He's definitely going to be an interesting trade bait. And I think he's probably going to be bunched with Pau Gasol or something like that. It's like a little package player. But in LA, I honestly think he could definitely be one of those guys that, you know, you could see it moved again, unfortunately. But right now, the fact that nobody is healthy in Los Angeles and he's getting a lot more playing time, you know, just get those fantasy defensive goodies out of Wesley Johnson.
Yep, for sure. Another one now, on the Lakers is kind of with Wesley Johnson, Ryan Kelly. I don't see him on this list, which is surprising to me, but Ryan Kelly, oh, he's on the list, he's way down, but there's a guy who should be at as well, Ryan Kelly. So
yes, Ryan Kelly did have a couple of good games in back-to-back wins for the Lakers. Impressively, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers with only 3 people, which was pretty good. That was pretty good,
yep.
Right? They only had like 3 guys playing that game?
I think it was 4. Yeah, 3 or 4.
Yeah, he blew up for 26 points against Cleveland and got you 3 3-pointers and 6 rebounds. And then he followed it up with a 15-8 and a 1 3-pointer against Philadelphia. So yeah, Ryan Kelly, a deeper sleeper, if you will. Yes, mm-hmm. I definitely endorse that ad. I was not aware of Mr. Kelly. A guy I am aware of is Steve Nash, while we're staying on this Laker adding. Do you feel like Steve Nash is somebody you want to add after that 19-4-5 line he had against Philadelphia?
Nope. I'm avoiding the situation. I like statistical output and getting as much stats as possible.
And then you're not playing back-to-back. It's hard to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
So we're staying away from Nash and his Chuck Norris beard. Just Google Steve Nash beard, Chuck Norris, and there you go. And enjoy that Google search, my friend. Zaza Pachulia. We talked about him earlier, kind of inside-out game, helping out Chris Middleton, and he is getting those rebounds, a nice little double-double effort against Houston and a losing effort. But yeah, now that he's playing and... he's getting those minutes, you know, they're kind of slowly but surely playing him a more minutes. He had 12 minutes from his return from injury, then 18, 22, now 29. So interesting. You might want to watch that, see. Hopefully those minutes keep trending upward and his production will follow.
He'll probably settle in more around 15 to 25 minutes per game. I think the 29 is the outlier. With the Larry Sanders hurting his eye in that game.
Unfortunate.
But nevertheless, yeah, he'll still be quite helpful for you as a big man who can hit the free throw. When I think of Zaza Pachulia he is such a good free throw shooter for a big
man. He's got good touch, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Those European
it's
players.
It's European.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a European thing, man. You know, Zaza Pachulia... Coming from the USSR, Russia. So he is also with Bekovic. I don't know if you want to pick up Zaza Pachulia because he might be getting called on a bond mission at any moment. So
it's like he's from Georgia. So yeah, I guess that's close to Russia there. So Georgia.
Yeah. And so, you know, you gotta watch out for those Bond villains. But nonetheless, those Bond villains know how to fucking rebound, my friend. So that's always good if you need help with the board. Petrulia might be somebody to help you out.
Ursa Ilyas was out too. The box sets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Night Stalker, you know, out stalking at night. That'll happen. I see that people are adding Jared Salinger. I definitely agree with that. He's been a fantasy beast. Past four games, double-digit scoring, double-digit rebound, getting blocked. Shots and had four blocks against Philadelphia. He is pretty good. I know he is pretty big and pretty large. When I say that, I mean he's round, but he's still getting it done, man. He's not playing above the rim. He's just doing what he does. So
yeah,
if Jared Salinger is available in any of your leagues, stop what you're doing right now. You need help with rebounds and blocks and some points. Old Salinger can help you out.
Yep, for sure. I'm surprised he was so available and added so much. I in none of my leagues he's available. So yeah, Salinger's. Yeah, I endorse that for sure.
Okay, so I don't think there's anybody else of reference that I want to talk about on the Leeds. Is there anybody?
Corey Brewer.
Yeah, he blew up for a big game against Portland. He's been seeing consistent minutes, but he hasn't been consistent with the production. With Kevin Martin injured, I feel like Corey Brewer's definitely got a lot of upside, and in the interim, he's definitely one of those players that might be able to put you over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's available in my league, and I'm a Kevin Martin owner, I just might drop Kevin Martin and go and pick up Corey Brewer. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I could see myself doing that as well. I'm a Kevin Martin owner. Most leagues that I have Kevin Martin in, though, I think I'm up in the standings, so I might just keep him. But yeah, I could see the move. I could definitely see the move with getting Corey Brewer. He's going to get you a lot of steals. That's one thing that Corey Brewer is really
steals,
good at.
He'll throw in a block occasionally. He'll get you some rebounds. He's just one of those guys, man. He does all the little things, and unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't show up in the fantasy stats. But if you watch him play basketball...
Oh, he's fun.
He's a fun, active player. He's deflecting passes. He's being aggressive. He's being active. He's long. And he likes to finish on those fast breaks. He can get up. He's an exciting player to watch. It just, you hope for more consistency from a fantasy standpoint.
For sure.
So yeah, I mean, that's the only guy I really want to talk about. Obviously, Randy Foy, if he's out in your league and you have by all means, go pick him up. I don't care
especially with the loss.
If you're in a head-to-head league and you're only two people in your league, you need to drop whoever's on the end of your bench and go pick up Randy Foy. Because that guy is putting it together, my friend.
Yeah.
But speaking about putting it together, why don't we end the lead segment and go ahead and talk about something that you've been putting together in your weekly Scamper news, and that is something you need to go check out on the blog. That is NBAFantasyPodcast.com. Mr. Justin Mondry has been putting it together, so go ahead and hit the music. Okay, Justin, why don't you go ahead and tell me what teams we need to be looking for to kind of help us out in the following fantasy week.
All right, so it's an All-Star week. Obviously, y'all know that. There's not going to be any games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that are actually NBA schedule for team versus team. So we're looking at a four-game schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what you want to focus on here, as usual, is the teams that play on days where most games are not being played. So Wednesday is the big day where everyone, almost everyone, seems to play games. And so you want to look at Monday, Tuesday, Thursday as your target days. And there are a few teams that are the main teams to target for Tuesday and Thursday. And just like last week, the Bulls are one of the highlights. They were the ones that have Tuesday and Thursday. And also your Lakers. This is a Laker podcast almost. So you're looking at the Lakers have a Tuesday, Thursday, some more Lakers, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, some of those options in as well for you on Tuesday and Thursday. So those are some players we already kind of talked about, Ryan Kelly, Steve Blake, who's out there, obviously, Wes Johnson, of course, mentioned him before on this podcast already. Some Thunder you might want to give a look to would be Jeremy Lamb, if he's still out there. Be a great option. Thabo Sefolosha, I might give him a look in some of my deeper leagues. And Derek Fisher, maybe a 20 or 16 team league.
No. Stop right there.
Can't do that?
No, you don't pick up the fish.
Okay.
The fish has gone bad, Justin. The fish has gone bad.
Tilapia
is old. Okay. It's farm raised tilapia. It's not good for you. The nutrients level is low. It's just old. The fish is bad.
Okay. Yeah, I ended up dropping him in 20 team league last week. So yeah. But I figure you never know if he starts to, you know, get some steals or threes. Only in the deep scenario. I guess, you know, we're talking way deep. So.
Okay.
You know, Kendrick Perkins is good for rebounds. Surprisingly, you know, that's a guy you don't really think for fantasy, but he has been getting some boards and getting some blocks. So, you know, you think of Ibaka right away with the Thunder, but there might be an option for you on those days for streaming in. And what are some other? If you have those, see, on my leagues, most of my teams, I've kept my Bulls from last week that I used because they had a special schedule last week. So my Taj Gibson, my Dunleavy, my Heinrich, I'm still holding on to them right now. So they're going to be helpful for this week, too. And I think I'll keep them still. So those are some of the teams that you want to target. Some other things maybe to target, too, would be your Monday games and your Thursday, the Nets. I've talked a little bit about this on the Scamper, would be Sean Livingston. Definitely a guy you want to target for the Nets on Thursday. It'd be a great stream option. Also, Anthony Anderson, more of a deeper flyer. Teletovich can get you those threes. And if you need more rebounds again, Andre Blatch could give him a look. And of course, if you're going even deeper, Mason Plumlee. But that's way deep, way, way deep. So
I love Blatch, man. He's just one of those guys that when he gets the minutes, if he's not on offensively, he's going to give you defense, you know, and if he's not on defensively, he's going to give you a lot of offense. But there's always little bit of tidbits for Blatch. I mean, he can knock down a three-pointer from time to time. He can get you some blocks. He can get you some rebounds. He'll throw in some assists. He's just an interesting, interesting player, man. He's definitely got a variety of skill set for a bigger guy, and I know he doesn't get a lot of playing time all the time in Brooklyn, but he's always been one of those guys that I feel like is fringe fantasy worthy when the minutes are given.
Yep, definitely. Definitely one of those fringe and pretty good when he's given minutes. Totally agree. So, and then some of the guys you might want to cut, teams you want to look to cut, there's four teams that only have one game. And the most specific or worst ones would be on the Wednesday game, your Knicks, your Magic, and your Clippers. So some of those players are fringe. I know I've seen Amari Stoudemire be added a lot of leagues. That might be a guy actually you don't want to add just yet because they only have one game and it's on Wednesday. So you'll add him and then he'll be on your bench for Wednesday since there's so many players playing on Wednesday and you're basically wasting an add. You know, to me, there's no point in that. Might as well be streaming in other options. Same thing with some of the Clippers. Darren Collison mentioned earlier. It'd be a good drop, especially with the schedule too. So, and if you were holding on to Kyle Quinn, like I was in a league, a good time to drop him for the Magic. But Suns, talking about players to drop, probably Miles Plumlee, as we mentioned earlier. He's really been slumping, and if there's a pending trade coming on the way, he's only got the one game on Tuesday. You probably want to wait till that game, and then you can freely cut him for a Thursday game. Focus on one of those teams I mentioned with Thursday. And also, if you're hearing this on Sunday, look to add players for those Monday games because, again, you get yourself a lot of bonus games by adding the day before or depending on when you can actually have them on your roster. You want players on Monday as well. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday should be your focus here. So.
A lot of. I'm sorry. Are you eating your microphone again?
Sorry. Gotta get hungry. It's a long podcast.
I know, right? Well, I think that's gonna about do it for the scamper, if you will. Have you concluded your scamper analysis?
Yep, that pretty much concludes it. Everyone can go check it out on NBAFantasyPodcast.com, and I read some more. Pretty much covered everything though, but there's a couple more gems in there. So, gotta go through plans, but.
Okay, folks. Well, I appreciate the likes on the Facebook page. Again, that's awesome. Let's try and get it over, above and beyond. Appreciate all of our international listeners. I see you out there, Australia, big ups, New Zealand, you know what I'm saying? Belgium and all you guys. That's kind of
Georgia,
neat.
Russia.
Wait. The KGB is listening. I'm gonna have to delete all of that stuff about the Pekovic and the and who else was it? Oh, Zaza Pachulia, two of their top Russian spies. But big shout out to all the guys on Twitter for retweeting the tweets and getting the extra listens for the podcast. We're gonna try and get out podcasts on Sundays or Saturdays and try and get them out in midweek on either Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays. I'm a busy guy. Garrett's a busy guy. I know you work nights, so we just try and do what we can do when we can do it.
Right,
and appreciate all the guys on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, Carlos_GARDA11. Inbox me any fantasy questions you got. You need me to help take over a fantasy team. If somebody's not setting their lineups, I'm more than willing to help. I've helped a couple of listeners to the show, so big ups to you guys. You know who you are.
I think I might invite you into my league, Carlos. I got a league where I have one dead team, two dead teams.
Yeah. I'm more than willing to help out. And go ahead and follow Justin on his Twitter feed is
JustinMondry_ND.
And that is no dice. Okay, until next time, folks. Go ahead and check out the website, NBAFantasyPodcast.com, and don't forget to set your line.
I used to get feels on the bitch. Now I throw shields on the dick to stop me from the HIV shit. And niggas know they soft like a Twinkie villain, playing the villain, prepare for the strap killer. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like armor when what you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone, the black Frank White is here to excite, throw thick the dice. Bitches are like I'm brainless, guns are like I'm stainless steel. I want the fucking fortune like the wheel. I squeeze gas till my clips is empty, don't tempt me. You don't want the fuck
I am, I'll be damned if this ain't some shit. Time to strike the body leverage over harmony grip. It's the no killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at, surrender. Step inside the ring, you've the number one contender. Looking cold booty like your pussy in December. Nigga, stop bitching, quieten up your lippin'. From method, all you getting is a can of ass whipping. Hey, I'll be kicking. You, son, you doing all the yapping. Acting as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me man enough to touch something. You want from Shallon, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust something. So what you want, nigga? You want, nigga? I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged raw. Kicking on your goddamn door. Yeah. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hip,
you don't stop.
My niggas pack the clip,
keep on.
Yeah.
The world on after shit.
Yeah.
Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hip,
you don't stop.
My niggas pack the clip,
keep on.
Yeah.
Verse 2. Coming with that OE bro, Medicare, putting niggas back in ICU. I'm lefty, true. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections. I get that ass stuck like glue. Huh, no question. I be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet kit. And niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and these cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Maybe accept it. Utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop, look, and listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my choke.
Go into my center. Let me feel it deep in their placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor. But I got this rap shit sold. And when my Mac unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke. The faggot took the back way. So instead of making hoes suck my dick up, I used to do stick up. Cause hoes is irritating like the hiccups. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis. Deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon. Plus,
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot.
Niggas won't even stand next to you.
Nigga touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head. A motherfucker's dead. You thought so.
There's the world on after shit.
Yeah.
Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hip.
You don't stop.
Niggas pack the clip.
Keep on.
Yeah.
the world on that piece of shit. Everything you get, you got to work all over it.
Honey, shake your hips,
you don't stop.
Niggas pack the clip,
keep on.